Hello, and welcome to another podcast for Mindful Eating. Happy New Year to everyone. I hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas and time off with their family and friends. Welcome to a new year for 2024. Mindful Eating, as you know, is a podcast specifically designed for those who are looking for a healthy mindset, people over 40, and looking to improve their better way of living. As you know, this podcast has been around for a while. I want to thank everyone who has taken the time to listen to Mindful Eating all over the world, especially in America. Thank you. Thank you for spending and taking time to download each and every episode. It is much and greatly appreciated. Thank you very much. So, as we are ready, a couple of days into the new year already, most people will be looking to cut this, cut that, cut sugar, cut this. But realistically, as we know, doing these things are very hard and you have to motivate yourself. So this first podcast is for those who are actually ready to make some very, you know, important decisions to make their life better. Whether you want to lose weight, whether you want to improve your mind, the way how you think, because sometimes the way how we think can limit us physically and emotionally. So, you know, whether you want to travel, this is something that I'd like to do this year myself, traveling. Traveling is important. We know that during the pandemic, traveling was stopped. People couldn't go to different countries. But now there's a lot of people doing solo traveling. And this is something that I'd like to do and would like to look into. But for those who are listening, is solo traveling something you'd like to do this year? Or would you like to travel with a partner or a friend? You know, this year has to be a year where you have to set certain goals for yourself and aim to keep them. Yes, you're going to struggle from time to time. But if you really want to improve your way of life, you have to make some drastic decisions. Also, in terms of work, a lot of people now, they started up their own businesses. Some people are actually taking the time now to work remotely. I don't know if working from home is still something that is in common, but if it's not anymore and you have to go back out to work, you know, where you have to physically be there. I mean, it's hard for people who are chefs. I'm a chef. I can't really work from home unless I start my own business properly from home, which I do sporadically. But, you know, you have to make a decision to also change your work and your work balanced life and your recreational balanced life, because all these things are intertwined. Even if you're a family person and you have children, you know, when your children leave home, you know, what goals are you going to set for yourself after when they've left? For some people, the children are all that they have, especially when you reach a certain age over 40 and your kids have left the nest, if you have children at all. What goals do you have to set for yourself? Also, in terms of getting older, as you know, as you get older, if you're married or, you know, living with someone, this type of situation occurs where sometimes, occasionally, you know, couples, you know, grow apart. You know, if you have to separate from that person or decide to move on from that relationship, how does that affect you mentally and how it affects your body emotionally? So all these things you have to look into to the new year. It's a lot to grasp all at once. But as I said, I hope I can break down the beginning of this year with the hope that whatever decision you decide to make for the new year, let it be a profitable one. Set goals that you can actually achieve for the new year. If you know you can't achieve a certain goal, don't set it for yourself. And think outside of the box. You know, as I'm based in the UK, the weather has been very, very sporadic. It hasn't been wintry. I think during the months of earlier parts of December, it was very wintry, very cold. And the weather has switched now to being very rainy and very cold. So if you're based in the UK, you know, obviously you have to take your medications, your winter medications, you know, vitamin C, vitamin D, because obviously we don't have any proper sunlight. And because of the daylight savings time, light is lost quite quickly. And even as you grow older as well, you know, you have to make sure that you keep your body, you know, a certain way where your joints and physical being is really lubricated well, because, you know, if you're in the cold for far too long, it does affect your joints, it affects your bones, and you really have to exercise and also take supplements to ensure that these things do not affect you later on. So in this year of 2024, January, I would say set goals for yourself, goals that you can achieve. Try to make a decision to do something different this year. If you want to be a solo traveler, then do that. Make sure that you plan accordingly, have all the right information that you need to travel on your own to different countries. And also as well, if you're in a situation right now where, you know, you are trying to achieve other goals, say like you want to buy property or start something new business-wise, make sure that you plan. I think if your mind is in the right mindset, you can plan these things well, in a sense that put aside a certain amount of savings for it, make sure that you have enough there, you know, even from the year before, if you were planning for this goal, then you should be able to achieve the goal at a certain time. So just make sure that you plan everything accordingly. And also, if you're still at work, think about, I've seen a lot of YouTubers. There's some YouTubers on YouTube at the minute. They are in their 30s and they retired early. Even if you want to retire early, I mean, here in the UK, I don't know if anybody's able to achieve that. But I know in America, I've seen a lot of people retiring in their, you know, early 30s, sometimes 40s, even 50s. So if you're on that goal, then achieve it and stick with it. And just, you know, obviously if you have children, make sure that when you reach a certain age, that they're able to look after themselves. Because at this point in time, as you can see with the cost of living crisis here in the UK and all over the world, children are having to head back to their parents when parents are looking to get into retirement. A lot of people, some people that had their children quite young, you know, some people are even grandparents in their mid-40s. So it's like you have to plan everything. If you're happy enough to do this type of thing for your family and helping them and sustaining them, then make sure that, you know, you have discussions and make sure that there's no emotional stress or baggage to yourself that will cause a strain on you. As we get older, we need to start thinking about prioritizing our lives, thinking about what's best for us, having a plan. I know sometimes plans don't always go according to plan, but we need to plan so that, you know, if anything should happen, there's something set up there. So I hope this first podcast was interesting for someone today. Thank you for all the listeners in America. Thank you for everyone else listening all over the world. I hope to send another podcast very soon. I wanted to send one before the new year. We was unable to do so, but I just want to thank everyone again for the time they've taken to download and stream this podcast, Mindful Eating. Thank you. I've got my channel as well. Please take time to visit. It speaks on, you know, eating healthy and stuff like that. Please take time to visit if you can. And thank you for listening today. And let us welcome 2024 with a bang and a happiness as we move forward into this year. Thank you again for listening.